when your phone battery is draining way faster than it should, right? And you can't figure out why. You check the screen, everything looks fine, but deep down, like, a dozen background apps are just silently eating up all your power.
Yeah, and because the device looks perfectly fine on the outside, nobody else realizes you're actually running on empty.
Exactly. But what if that silently draining battery is actually you at work?
Welcome to today's deep dive into the Amazian Way, a practical guide for Asian American leadership by Bartholomew Jay. If you have ever felt like you're hitting that invisible bamboo ceiling, well, our mission today is to look at Jay's roadmap for turning consistent performance into an undeniable leadership reputation. And it starts with plugging that internal energy drain.
Right. It's such a vital framework because, you know, to build a strong external brand, you first have to address the exhaustion that's holding so many minority professionals back. Yeah, the author points out a pretty stark reality. AAPI professionals are easily hired but rarely reach the executive levels. Okay, let's unpack this. Constantly code switching, or like actively modifying who you are to fit into a Western corporate culture, is exactly like running those heavy background apps. It takes a massive cognitive toll.
Oh, it absolutely does. And Jay's framework argues that the alternative to this exhaustion is achieving internal harmony. He introduces this concept of simultaneous equations.
We like algebra.
Yeah, exactly like algebra. You aren't just solving for X. You have to solve for X, Y, and Z at the exact same time so the whole system balances out. In corporate life, you know, you're trying to solve for Eastern traits like collectivism and stability while simultaneously solving for Western expectations like individualism and disruption.
So instead of, I don't know, choosing one culture over the other, you're finding the mathematical overlap where both are actually true.
Yes, you create a fusion identity rather than a fragmented one.
But hold on, Jay talks a lot about flexing your communication style to fit a situation. Doesn't flexing your communication style just feel like a fancy word for faking it? I mean, aren't you still putting on a mask for the room?
Yeah, that is a really common trap, but Jay draws a hard line between the two. Code switching is hiding your identity to assimilate. It's pretending. Flexing, on the other hand, is amplifying parts of your authentic self. What's fascinating here is that you aren't suppressing who you are, you're just using a mixing board.
Okay, a mixing board, I like that.
Right. Let's say you're in a tense boardroom. Instead of acting aggressively Western just to be heard, you might lean on Eastern collectivist skills to read the room's dynamic, and then you use a burst of Western assertiveness to interject a synthesis. So you're leveraging both.
So you stop hiding, and you reclaim that battery power. But, you know, saving your battery isn't enough to actually get promoted. You have to spend that energy somewhere. Jay's is really sharp montour of this. Bring your own brand, or someone else will.
Which brings us to how people actually perceive that brand.
Right. And here's where it gets really interesting. He uses the idea of a personal net promoter score. If you work in marketing, you know a corporate NPS is how companies measure customer loyalty. Basically, on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to recommend this product?
Yeah, and Jay applies this directly to you, the listener.
Exactly. If someone asked your coworkers to rate you for a leadership recommendation, what would your score be?
And high performance alone just isn't enough to get a 9 or a 10. Being a reliable, quiet worker is what Jay calls just showing up. Showing up gets you a seat at the table.
But it doesn't make you the boss.
Exactly. Moving is what differentiates you. Moving means making decisions in ambiguity and tackling the big, messy problems when others hesitate.
Oh, it reminds me of the analogy he uses with the classic arcade game, Frogger.
Oh, right. The Frogger analogy is great.
Yeah, you can't just randomly hop into corporate traffic, but you also can't just stand still on the log. If you stand still on the log in Frogger, you eventually drift right off the edge of the screen and lose. You have to observe the unpredictable hazards, decide, and move strategically forward.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, movement is how you disrupt bias. Bias is rarely defeated by logical explanations or HR seminars, right? It is disrupted by undeniable experience.
Yeah, that makes so much sense.
When people repeatedly see you navigating that corporate traffic and driving results, the stereotypes just fade. Your brand promise is proven by your movement.
It is a total shift from just surviving the corporate environment to actively shaping how you're perceived within it. This book is just such a lively, engaging playbook. You'll honestly want to grab a copy today and start mapping your own career roadmap.
Yeah.
So what does this all mean for the long game?
Well, it raises an important question for you to consider. As global businesses become increasingly borderless, the corporate world will inevitably outgrow purely Western leadership models. So will the most coveted executives of tomorrow inherently be amazing leaders?
Oh, wow. That's a powerful thought.
Right. The ones who have already mastered this complex fusion of Eastern selectivism and Western disruption.
It definitely changes how you look at the challenges you face right now. The next time you feel like you have to close out parts of your cultural identity just to save your battery at work, well, remember that those background apps might actually be your operating system's most powerful features. You just need to know how to use them.